K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University's Eddie Greer, coming to you on this, I don't know what you're to call it, frustrating Saturday, October 4th, 2025. This is your first time listening to this podcast, Volleyball Edition. I'll get to them in just a moment here. I'm recording this, obviously, just after. Now, I'm going to hold a little bit off on what I just witnessed down in Waco. It just gets more frustrating across the board. I'm going to hold on that. We're going to talk a little bit more on the positive side of what this K-State volleyball team has been doing in these five set games. They won again yesterday. We'll get into that in just a moment. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast here, the Volleyball on the Road there. And both wins. Of course, they beat West Virginia the other night, played Cincinnati on Friday night. And let me get to my screen here for a second here. I know we just got done watching this. I don't know what I'm going to call it. I'm trying not to get myself even in more deeper trouble than I'm already in. But K-State, for the second time as the Mighty Knights, another full distance, five set win, this time coming against Cincinnati on the road. They ended up losing. I'm going to get straight on into it, folks, because I'm obviously in the middle of watching another game I need to watch. K-State lost to Cincinnati in the first set, 26-24. Then K-State battled back, winning the second set, 25-21. Then 25-21 again in set three. So K-State was up at one point, 2-1. Cincinnati rallies back, 25-23. And it is just a dominant fifth set for K-State women's volleyball there to cap off a perfect road trip there. 15-7 and clinching the match there yet again. So this is what K-State volleyball needed, right? You needed, after the weekend you had last weekend at home, dropping both games to the Arizona teams, right? You needed, the question is, how are you going to bounce back? Well, head coach Jason Mansfield's team battled back. And now they reeled off two straight conference games there, both of them now in the full five-set minority there as they go to distance yet again. This team just knows how to play in these types of games now. We are 12 matches into the 2025 K-State women's volleyball season, and it feels like K-State's play in half, at least five set matches there as well. But this night belonged to Anaya Clinton and Ava LeGrand. Obviously, the breakout season of Shaylee Myers continues. But this night, last night, right, on Friday night, belonged to the Big 12 preseason first-teamer, Anaya Clinton there. Huge game from her. Let me see. And for those of you who are listening for the first time of this podcast here, Anaya Clinton from Midland, Texas, entering last night's match, where was that stat? Yeah, 10 kills shy of the 600 milestone and ended up with a Knights. And ended up matching a career best, 25 kills on a night. So she blasted that. She destroyed that there. 25 kills, double-double, 15 digs for Clinton on a night. Ava LeGrand on the other side of the quarter, right? Needed 23 assists to reach 700, and she did that there. She turned in her fifth match of the season with 40 or more assists. 53 to be exact there. 18 digs, another double-double, fifth team high, fifth double-double of the year to lead all cats right there. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm literally recording this just after watching this another heartbreaker for the football team. We'll get to them. Hopefully I can record that tomorrow or maybe later tonight. We'll see how everything goes. This has been a little bit of a frustrating week on the EG3 side of things there. We'll see about that. But yeah, I'm gonna have to gather my thoughts on that because yeah, we just watched K-State football team pretty much blow that game there, thanks to the coaching staff yet again. But not blowing an opportunity there. Oh, there is the K-State women's volleyball team there after leading 2-1 and getting Cincinnati to even this, forcing a fifth decisive set there. K-State is absolutely bowled up like the football team has not done all year and took it to their opponent. And for women's volleyball team, this was Cincinnati last night on the road for a two-game, Is it the soccer team? Yeah, I think it's the soccer team that has a three-game road trip. And their soccer team is playing tomorrow afternoon down in Orlando. Shaylee Myers, of course, you're wondering about her. Second career double-double for her as well. So the big three that I just labeled at some point this week, or was it last week, the big three officially here on the Pro Puncher Podcast, all things K-State sports, and Anaya Clinton, Ava LeGrand, and Shaylee Myers, double-double. Their performance there, 24 kills, 11 digs on a night as well. And how about a first-timer here on the podcast here, Kaylee Pond, 17 digs last night. That is a career high for the true freshman. Simone Sims added in 12 more. Jordan Williams, she's been pretty quiet this season so far to this point. This season, who transferred in onto this team last year, she was the third Wildcat to record double digits in kills there. She set a career high. This was a huge night across the board for the K-State women's volleyball team. And Jordan Williams, just to finish that up here real quick, 12 kills for Jordan Williams last night as well. K-State takes down Cincinnati in 5. Eddie Greer, the third of Pro Watch Podcast, all things K-State. I'm recording this during the Texas-Florida game, so figure I started recording this after the first quarter, so I want to get this knocked out there as well. This will come out at some point, maybe tomorrow, if I don't react to what I just watched there. This nightmare season for K-State football continues. It'll have to be pushed. I'll have to record it in the morning at some point. Yeah, so that might be the play there. Let me gather my thoughts here for the rest of the day as I record this. I don't know how I record this. We'll just watch that and the week that I just had. But, some positive at least. And that goes across. I recorded cross-country last night. So be out, look out for that. Probably hold that off until like Monday or something like that. So I know I'm thinking out loud to you guys right now, K-State Nation. I know we're dealing with the K-State football team breaking our hearts yet again. But again, if you're wanting more coverage outside of the football team, the volleyball team right now doing some big things. Soccer is trying to work themselves out of a slump themselves. This is the podcast for you. Jason Mansfield after K-State's ninth win of 2025. Quote, such an incredible match for us. So proud of the girls in their fight. We continue to battle and move on from sets that we lose. The second and fifth set, we have every reason to feel sorry for ourselves, but we just battled and played so tough. Our blocking defense just got better and better as the match went on. And I love how Ava trusted Jordan and Reagan Fox, as the match went on. Anaya and Shaylee both took so many good swings for us. They continue to find different ways to score and take good swings against every team we play. We still grew a lot this week as a team in these two road matches. I still feel like we continue to prove, and that feels really good. Yeah, it feels good after dropping both of your games at home. The first two Big 12 games in your own building, you dropped those, and that was the big question going into this week, and not knowing really the statuses of West Virginia or Cincinnati, because I don't watch, well, them anyways, talking about the volleyball side of stuff, but you're wondering, you know, what's going to happen here, right? So we know that, hey, if these, the big three, you get them going and you get other ladies in the mix, like a Simone Sims, Jordan Williams, Reagan Fox, and who else did I say, in a Kaylee Pond. Some you getting even contributions from your freshmen? Ooh, this K-State team is going to be harder dealt with. And I know I keep saying right now, I know I keep going back and forth between, I'm recording this just after watching K-State blow an opportunity to beat Baylor, losing on a blocked field goal. K-State went for the win, and they could have went for the win before that. I got so many. Again, I gotta digest everything and look at the tape again and really take a look, because there, I see a lot of Matt Wells stuff on Twitter right now. It's not good. It ain't good. It's not good. And Chris Kleiman too, for that matter, as well. And look, they had an opportunity there, and I'm just gonna throw this in here, and I'll talk about it more on the K-State reaction episode. But they had a chance before that. You're in the Baylor 4-yard line, and Baylor's deep in the Baylor side of the field. You cannot get a touchdown. That would have sealed the game. Probably would have sealed the game right there. Most likely, anyways, given the fact. And I know, K-State had multiple opportunities in the first half as well to put Baylor in a further them, distance themselves away from Baylor. They didn't do it. They didn't do it. And of course, on a frustrating week, it comes back to bite K-State in the ass there as the blocked field goal, as K-State redrove down the field thanks to penalties. They're going, Luis Rodriguez going for the game winner, gets blocked, game over. And again, we'll get in this more, because yeah, K-State had multiple opportunities really to put Baylor in a tough spot, especially late in the fourth quarter, and turn the ball over. Throwing a pick six by Avery Johnson does not help matters there either. But again, that's another conversation here coming up very soon on the reaction episode. But meanwhile, we have I knew I was going to do that. I knew I was going to mix football, volleyball, but that's all right. But that's all right. But hey, back to the positive there. K-State wins volleyball again, getting their ninth win of the season now, and 9-3 on the year. 2-2, more importantly now in the conference now, 500, 2-2. So how better do you feel now, K-State Volleyball Nation? They return home to Morgan Family Arena this upcoming week as they'll be taking on a obviously hard team in Iowa State, who are 12-2, 2-1 in conference play, and they will be playing on Wednesday night before closing out the week with Texas Tech, an 8-7 ball club, and they are winless at the end of the recording of this podcast. So Texas Tech on the volleyball side, winless in Big 12 play there, and Iowa State is going to be a tough opponent, obviously, there as well. But K-State women's volleyball, K-State Nation back in the mix as far as the Big 12 is concerned. Thereafter, another back-to-back, and I believe now this is the second time this year that we've seen back-to-back five-set wins. You got to go back to North Carolina win weekend where they upset North Carolina in five sets, and then turn around the next day, I think it was the very next night, and beat East Carolina. Rewind, fast forward to the back end of this week. Friday night, or not Friday night. Was it it was Wednesday afternoon. You beat West Virginia in five, and then you turn around Friday in the same time frame, Friday afternoon, late afternoon, early evening, and do the same thing to Cincinnati. So this is 4-0 that K-State wins volleyball and has gone a distance there, and they stay undefeated in that stat right there. As well, so congratulations to head coach Jason Mansfield, head coach of the women's volleyball team, yet again for bouncing back. And right now, the Big Three on a roll, whether that's Shaylee Myers, Anaya Clinton, and Ava LeGrand. And you're getting help from your X-Factors, the Simone Sims, Jordan Williams coming up big last time. That's got to be a big confidence booster for Jordan right there, who transferred on to K-State last year, getting Reagan Fox of the world, the Kaylee Ponds, Brennan Schmitz of the world, things like that. So, hey, if you want to take something out of this weekend, at least possibly, K-State wins volleyball, back in the win column, two wins in a row, especially now coming in conference play as they take down Cincinnati last night on Friday by the count of 3-2. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast around free and available daily. We're a chance to record K-State content. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. And yes, I'll be talking more on the reaction edition about this Baylor missed opportunity loss there on the road that we all just watched just a half hour or so ago. And yeah, K-State Twitter is buzzing about this coaching staff. I ain't gonna get into that right now. But anyways, so there's that. So Twitter, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast there, Podbean app, content coming soon. Greer 380s podcast, G-R-I-E-R number 3-E-D-D, ID, apostrophe S podcast. And of course, again, if you're been an everydayer of this podcast or been in and out, or you've been with us once a week, thank you so much. Even with that, thank you so much for tuning in to your everyday K-State podcast, the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State athletics, folks. We're going to still come at you daily, no matter what the situation is. So we ain't backing down for anybody. That's for sure. That's for sure there as well. But continue to spread the word about this podcast. And again, please, if you've not already, subscribe. We'll have content out tonight while everybody else is getting a reaction of the Baylor loss. I'll be posting something, probably the KU loss in the soccer side of things. So be on the lookout for that. And then hopefully I can get a recording of the reaction, either tonight or I might put it on hold until the morning here. Let everything else settle down a little bit there as well. K-State Women's Volleyball, 3. Cincinnati, 2. Almost blanked on the opponent. Alex Aid out there in the state of California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another postcast episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.